Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra. And hi, we are so excited to be back with you. There is just so much to share. An extraordinary week ahead. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sri and I have not even been back at Tosa Blue Mountain 24 hours yet. I think we've been back.
We're still up in the air somewhere.
I'm not quite sure what day it is. If it wasn't for you, I would not have known that it was Sunday, and we are so grateful to be here. It took us, about 4 days to get back from Asia this time, huh?
Well,
it was a wild ride, guys.
There's a traveler's lament, you know, when going clear across to the other side of the world.
Literally.
The biorhythms of the body, the cycles of the sun and the moon, everything is upside down, and it takes a little time to give the body its space to catch up with the current location.
We have been up since 4:30 because we're still in India. You know, in our body, we are still in India. And I do want to give a shout out to, I just really want to open up Sri and just share that to all of the masters that joined Sri and I on this journey, to those of you that were with us in Varanasi, to those of you that were with us in Bhutan, to those of you that have been with us through this extraordinary moment, this past full month. We bow before you. And whether you were actually with us in these countries having these experiences with us, or whether you were with us just as part of this extraordinary community, we really bow before you because this has been an extraordinary moment, Sri.
You know, 2019 has been one heck of a year, and this last few weeks have been just equally powerful in so many ways.
Yeah.
And I trust that those of you that are tuning in today have looked at the prior shows that we recorded for
I
you
hope so.
Because they were I potent, powerful, and present with information, the three P's.
Don't
here.
Say that again. He's never going to say that again. You know that's not going to happen.
Anyway, the reason I call your attention to it is that Kira and I did indeed put some thought and energy into presenting and sharing with you what's going on, the kinds of energies, the kinds of opportunities that are here for you. Because really, isn't opportunity the playground of the free spirit?
I love that.
You know, opportunity is the ultimate empowerment of the free will chooser.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, what's free will without choices?
Well, I love that. Well, especially because of the cycles of consciousness,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because as we all know, consciousness always moves in an ever-refining spiral. And that ever-refining spiral brings us through a conscious evolution of awareness, experience, choice. And then that just keeps refining either up or down or laterally until we decide where we want to go next. And that's why I love the choices, the way that you were sharing that right now.
And
you know, go ahead.
I just was peeking over here. I want to tell everybody we are live at bbsradio.com.
Exactly. You have choices where to be tuning in.
OnenessTalkRadio.com. And I'm just peeking over here at the YouTube channel.
Hey, YouTube.
Broadcasting
hi,
the video. People are saying hi in the chat.
Hi.
And I'll just wave to you rather than take my attention down there. But I there's another computer.
Yeah.
But I just want to say welcome, welcome.
Yeah, we're so
and
glad
of course,
you're here.
Facebook, we're broadcasting there as well.
Yeah.
We will be peeking at the live chat at Oneness Talk Radio. So if you have a question or a comment or just want to do an emoji, we'd love to see it.
Absolutely.
And we'll be peeking at that a couple of times here. But for right now, take a deep breath. And be here now.
Oh, yes. Please
be
do.
Be here, right here, in your own heart space with us.
Yeah.
Because this moment is precious. And this moment is one that I think we've all been anticipating. It's an opportunity to stimulate each other to come into ever greater recognition of the support that is flowing into all of us and bathing this planet right now.
Wow.
Support. Let that in for a moment.
I am. I got dizzy. How many of you? I got dizzy. As Sri was sharing that, I actually got dizzy. No, I really did. I'm just like, wow. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And the energy streams that are upon us, I know for myself, I'm one of these people that has I play with perspectives.
That's an
understatement. I used to be kind of a joker in my earlier years, you know, and part of having a sense of humor was to be able to articulate things from a different perspective. And that quality kind of evolved into being able to see how other people look at things and being able to have sometimes a more balanced view. But right now, in this stage in my life, it's like I have this periscope. You know, it's a periscope. Let's look at this from the ascended perspective, or let's engage this from the non-judgmental field of beingness, or from time to time, let's look at it from the good old-fashioned subject-object perspective.
Well, I have to jump in from the metaphysical world over here, guys. I've got to get out of my left brain husband and just talk a second about. I'm loving what you're sharing, and it reminds me, first and foremost, get into the call board, guys, 517-208-1500. I'm seeing a lot of you already in there. I'm seeing lots of you. Hi. We're going to get to you, 517-208-1500.
There's room for more.
We are not full yet, so this could be your moment. Get in there. And remember that you can listen to the show while you are calling in. And Sri, just as you were sharing, the reason I wanted to jump in was that this particular week, everything you're sharing, it brought me back to our moment in Varanasi.
You
know, I really do, as Sri mentioned earlier, I really do pray that you guys have been watching the shows that Sri and I were producing for you over in Asia and doing our best to get as many up as we could. I really hope you were watching. And in addition to that, there has been so much that has happened that we are just now beginning to unpack. And all of that is going to be synthesized along with an extraordinary amount of surprises New Year's Eve. So with all our heart, please give yourself the greatest holiday present of all. Register. It's free. We're going to be broadcasting right at YouTube Live, official Sri and Kira. Get in. You'll get all the details if you pre-register. And Sri, they can do that at the homepage, right? At SriandKira.com?
Yeah. If you go to the homepage of Sri and Kira, there is a link that you click on. And what it does is it actually takes you to a product page on the shopping cart, which is a no-charge product. But that's the way we get your email to make the automatic e-blast, so you can get the updates. And those updates are going to start coming out in just a few days.
Yeah.
Let's get past the holidays and get a little closer to next weekend, and we will give you some surprises and some fun things.
And a lot of synthesis, you know, because so much is happening, as you guys know, and so much has happened that as we are in this moment right now, this December moment, lest us not forget that we are in an awareness month. And so whenever we are in awareness, it is because we are in the expression of a choice that has just been freshly anchored. And now the universe has come forward and said, are you sure? And every time you say yes, the universe goes, really? And we get to say yes again.
It really does.
And you know, by a lot of the emails we've been getting, and remember, you can write us at guest@shrinkcareradio.com. And we do have a few emails we're going to be getting to in the second half of the show as well. A lot of people are in that moment, Sri. I mean, I think that's what's happening right now, is that this awareness moment is saying, are you saying yes to yourself? And our physical forms are realigning with the choices that have been made. And I just want to give you case in point, Sri and Kira. If you're not watching us, it might not be as visible to you, but Sri and I have literally been watching our own bodies metamorphosize over the past 4 months. And it's been happening in real time on TV. I've had people writing me and going, did you have surgery? Did you do this? The answer is no. I have had nothing other than this huge energetic influx that is, I have allowed my body to say yes to. And the reason I'm bringing that forward, Sri, is that in this moment, in this week right now, the root chakra is calling. And the root chakra, this is the root chakra of the physical body. You know, this is that one at the base of the spine. Mm-hmm. And it's what it's really saying is, do you, hey, soul being, hey, ascended one, are you ascended enough to trust me to do what I need to do to support you to be who you are meant to be and have said yes to being? And for a lot of people, they're going to feel like they've lost control of their body, that it's going to be doing things no control over, because it's true, you don't.
I want to unwind this a little further.
Please do.
Because there's some paradoxes here.
And we're going to be doing the big reveal on this New Year's Eve, so make sure you get registered.
So one of the paradoxes is that you are not your body. Your body is a temple. It is a vessel.
Right.
It is a gift.
Right.
And your body is, in fact, the first sacred union. So think about
Bingo.
That.
Bingo. Thank you, Shri.
So
true.
People are out there going, where's my twin flame? Where's
Look
my
in
sacred
the
partner?
Mirror.
Right here, buddy.
Hello?
Right here. You start here.
You
and
do.
And sometimes it takes years because I know.
It took me almost 41.
It takes time to get past the programming that society has imprinted on us. You know, we are all a little bit like those ducklings that are just out of the shell and they're looking
so
around
true.
And going, and now they're picking something to imprint on. And
so
hopefully
true.
It's the mother duckling.
Yeah, you know.
Duck,
it.
You know.
Yeah.
But we have been imprinted by the mass consciousness. And then we take a long time. Some people can do it instantly, but those are the rare ones. Most of us, it's constant vigilance, constant healing work, constant recommitment and tenacity to dissolve those egoic structures. The ego is not your enemy. It is simply an imprint that will soften if you bring consciousness and love to bear, meaning you notice when the ego's operating, you notice it's there, and you say, oh, thank you.
And that's awareness.
And that's awareness,
That's the key here, guys, is that discernment into awareness. Because remember that awareness is when your consciousness journey begins, when the awakening starts, when you have that aha moment. That is that moment of awareness. And that keeps ever refining.
Yes, it does. There's so much to say.
I know.
Yeah, it's fun. So, oh my goodness. So we were talking about the body and this the
right,
reverse aging and all of that.
No, but we were also talking about how you've got to trust your body right now.
Right. So I want to bring this back to bear because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of teachers, helpers, mentors, and friends just say, you know, trust, do this, do that. And it sort of washes over us. It doesn't.
Well, then you use it as an excuse not to.
Well, yeah, it's we hear these these partial truths. These are truths that have become platitudes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing about the body and the root chakra is in the early stages of our ascension process, we learn how to relax the lower chakras and bring them into a state of balance. That is, we learn that we are safe and that safety does not depend upon outer circumstances. It doesn't depend on certain financial conditions or other societal issues, that our sense of safety depends upon our trust in our own divine nature and the absolute truth of our spiritual essence. So when that anchors in, then the root chakra becomes, let's just call it divine. It becomes aligned with the higher spiritual principle of the sacred union with the soul.
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to kind of convey in this whole conversation. For people who are anchored in density to say, trust your root chakra, it isn't going to work as well because the root chakra has bought into lack, separation, and the fear-based density.
Okay, so this is why I have to jump in, Shri. I mean, I have to jump in because that is exactly why right now the body, if you are not trusting the body, if you are in a density alignment with your body, then you are going to find yourself completely freaked out. You're going to find yourself feeling completely unsafe. And even if you are saying yes and trusting your body, I know in my case, it might not manifest in a way that's comfortable.
So that's the paradox.
Exactly. Exactly. This is important,
guys. The cycle is one of trust your soul and your essence.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Bring that into the body. You know, so many people talk about spirit into form, infusing light into density.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it begins with bring the light down into your body so that your lower chakras, the chakras of physical form, can relax. Because the soul is leading. And when that relaxation happens, then the body becomes a sacred partner.
Thank you.
And in the sacred partnership, it will say, okay, I got it.
Exactly.
Let me help you.
Right. And I've got to jump in here, Shri, because that's the key, though, that sacred partner moment where you trust the body enough that you're not trying to control it. Think about any partnership or relationship. Do you have two equal beings flourishing in partnership, or is there this constant struggle between who thinks they're more important or who's looking for the imbalance? When you can stand together equally,
yes,
meaning you have ascended beyond really beyond the fifth dimension, because in that seventh dimension, right? Fifth dimension is the compassion itself. Fifth dimension is where we can have compassion for everything, but it's in the seventh dimension where we are aware of the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we become aware of the awareness, we are able to release any sense of, I better control the body because
yeah,
I know better, thereby entering into true partnership.
And judgment
you
melts.
Guys get this, right? You hear what we're sharing? And I know you do. I have to say, I know they do over at Oneness Chat. I was just in there. You guys rock.
So this is an important and kind of a brilliant discernment, because it's brilliant because it's filled with light. It's filled with truth.
When
we are in, years ago when I would sit as a counselor and a hypnotherapist and such, I would try to help people needed weight management issues or stop smoking and all of that. And there was this tension.
Yeah.
It was like, I want to dominate my body. I want to overcome my habits. And that it was this battle energy.
Mm-hmm.
And at that stage in my path, I worked with that a bit. And then I began to see the limitations of approaching problems from that level of domination or manipulation or just shaping even. Because even shaping is an act of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
When we move into the ascended state and we trust our body, guess what? A new normal comes to be.
It's
your
awesome.
Body will
it's
normalize
awesome.
In its partnership with the soul.
It really will.
And so it doesn't take effort anymore. It's just part of the normalization. So this ease that comes about, it comes about because we are in trust. So full circle back to this conversation. In this moment, I trust my divine nature. And my body, I trust it as well, because
yeah.
my body is my sacred partner for this journey. And as long as the journey is anchored in compassion and service and joy, the body will give you the energy you need to go for it.
However, and it is so true. However, it also means that when the body starts going through a transformative process that I can only share in my own case, and this will all be in the Ascension Symptoms for 2020, but this is the year coming up is a year of big healing. And so in order to move through that, the physical body needs to know you trust it enough to let it bring you transformative energy. And there might be some things that the body's going to ask you to do. And it's almost like saying, do you trust me this much?
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
trust me this much? And I can share with you that I did not come to this understanding without walking through it myself. And I'm still walking through it myself, that there is this moment of empowered spiritual tenacity. I mean, really empowered spiritual tenacity, where the soul energy or the self-ascended presence in form literally becomes aware of the awareness of this divine union, this sacred union with the temple of form that has been doing its best to fulfill your every desire during your entire awareness of a being in form. I mean, think about it. Your body is saying, okay, you want to do this? I'm going to give you this. You want to do this? I'm going to give you this. Your body always says yes to what you are doing. Yet, when we become awake and aware to the consciousness that illuminates, that is, that this body of form is so beautifully sustaining, then we empower that level of consciousness and can literally transform our bodies very, very quickly by simply trusting the process. And in that process, would it not be unreasonable to expect the partner that felt less than to say, look, I'm going to be in my full power right now. And in order for me to do that, you have to trust me enough through this process.
You know, and that brings up the topic of healing crisis. Your body is the repository of the journey, all of the energies of the journey.
Wow, think of that.
And one of the things I noticed very early on, and I'm sure many of you have had this awareness as well, people who have dealt with weight issues, carrying fat tissue and excess weight, when that weight begins to dissolve, guess what happens? Toxicity is released into the body. And a lot of folks, when they first are, if they're doing a conventional diet and they're just eating more smaller portions and more balanced food, they may start feeling worse because of the toxicity of the dissolving.
Well, I want to jump into you that this isn't just for people that have weight issues.
It's a common example.
But another common example is the emotional toxicity.
Well, there's that
because,
one.
Because, just as Sri's talking about the physical aspect, remember, part of the physical experience is the emotional body that runs through and is kind of like a pulsing engine of this. And so
the
if you might be having just an emotional healing crisis as well.
Yes.
So this can be happening on one or multiple levels simultaneously, which is why this is such an important moment at hand. This cycle of December right now, this 21, which started on the solstice. I mean, take that in. It started on the solstice.
That wasn't very far back.
Yesterday.
We're still feeling it.
Right? This unity through harmony. Well, so we have this energy. This final cycle literally began on the solstice, on the 21st, and takes us to the 30th. Because the 31st stands alone. And so be there with us New Year's Eve. Go to shriandkira.com. Make sure you get registered to get all of the fullness of what's happening. And so as we are in this cycle right now, this is a moment to really pay attention to what the body is asking of you, to really notice it and to release feeling you're in control. And to really listen to what your body is wanting to say and pay attention, because it's also a moment where, and I'm also experiencing this, you might revisit some symptoms or some experiences you haven't seen. They might all of a sudden be there in front of you again. So the key is take advantage of that blessing. It's a very brief moment of, are you sure? It's just bringing us right back to what we talked about earlier. Well, this is that affirmation of, yeah, I'm sure. Let's do this.
When trust is anchored, a few little discomforts or surprises, can be accepted.
Yeah.
When the body is releasing whatever stored toxicity, when we're going through whatever level of healing crisis or readjustment or a physical issue, if we don't have divine trust in both our nature and our vessel, then those things tend to upset us, and we look for what's wrong, and we move into that whole knee-jerk reaction of something's wrong and I've got to fix it, versus noticing and asking, how may I support? Do I need rest? Do I need water? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And to trust that this too will pass and that the new normal will emerge.
Now, I want to go back to something we mentioned very briefly earlier, and that was when we were in Varanasi.
Yes.
And the reason that Sri and I were just reflecting about this earlier before we went on the air today, that when we were in Varanasi, one of the gifts that was really in front of us was having the opportunity to witness the wider angle lens, to really remain in this seventh dimensional consciousness. And Sri and I had been in Varanasi 10 years ago. It was literally our 10-year anniversary of being in Varanasi. And the last time we were there, it was not a really positive experience for us. We didn't get to go where we had wanted to go. We were kind of forced to follow the agenda of other people. We're very unprepared for the amount of disincarnate beings, and I became literally almost suffocated by that energy because I wasn't prepared. I don't know why I wasn't, but I'd be ready today for what happened now. And a few other things happened, including that my heart broke that our beloved Mother Ganga was so polluted that it was heartbreaking. It was just heartbreaking.
And just
this is 10 years ago.
10 years ago, the river was full of all kinds of garbage.
You name it was there. Garbage. You'd be in the boat, there'd be a cow floating by or a hand from a corpse, or whatever.
And trash.
Yeah.
So to their credit, the government and the local citizens have cleaned up the river. It's beautiful.
And that was that's where I wanted to go, is that here now, 10 years later, fully prepared for what we knew we were going to be entering, we were able to walk into Varanasi already in that level of awareness, right? We had that awareness. But what was so beautiful was that walking in with that level of awareness, our experience became this wide open, vast field of knowledge that began with that moonlight ride on the Ganga and the recognition of how clean she is. I mean, my heart's saying that we, through a series of circumstances, were the first ones to arrive at our hotel to prepare for our group. And it was right on our beloved Mother Ganga. And you and I and our beloved Amode, who was amazing, had a private boat on the Ganga in the Shiva moon. And it was perfectly still. It was like having a private river. It was incredible.
So, you know, the word picture here is floating on a sacred river, the moon rising.
In moonlight.
It was completely dark, twinkling lights on the shore.
While they're doing arti.
Ceremony.
While they're doing arti. Yes. Oh, it was mind-boggling.
And so we really felt like we were in this magical world. Well, we are in it.
We
really dropped all pretense and hung out with the magic.
But it was such a welcome. And this is the key, is that when we walk in from that seventh dimensional space, when we are allowing our awareness to fuel an expanded experience, the doors open. And what a different entry into Varanasi 10 years later.
Yeah.
And that I was so grateful for, because then what happened was, because of a lot of beautiful things that lined up together, we were staying at this extraordinary hotel called the Brij Rama Palace, and our room overlooked Mother Ganga. You would open up the windows and there it was. But it was also on the end of this place where right next to us was an old temple that is currently it looks like they're very slowly restoring it.
Renovating it, yeah.
But essentially, it's the daytime home of the monkeys.
Lots of monkeys.
I mean, lots of monkeys. Now, in Varanasi, monkeys are not necessarily appreciated because they'll come right up and rip an offering out of your hand. You know, they're very bold.
They'll steal your lunch.
And they're not real friendly, and they don't have a really good human relationship. Let's just put it that way. And so what I enjoyed was that in the experience that we were having, and because of where we were very blessed to wind up being, because I was recuperating, I was already not feeling very well, I literally was able to spend the day in their world. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was literally in their world. I was at the same height that they were all living
at. Our room was up a couple stories.
And they were at the top of this temple, and it was breathtaking. And what was so fascinating, Sri, was letting go of all of the outside experience of that and watching and witnessing their world, and really remembering that within all of our worldly experiences, how many other worlds are going on right around us, and are we awake to them, or do we get so focused in what we believe to be the only world that we forget the vast, expansive gift that is around us at any moment?
Yeah, everywhere there is a sentient being, there is a world. And this is both a blessing and a challenge, because when we look out the window and you connect with the world of the monkeys or the world of the birds, or look out at the window and connect with the passersby,
right,
and what's going on in their reality, and that every being that for the most part seems to have an agenda of, you know, an intentionality about what they are up to in that moment, where they're going, what they're doing. And it's based on their value system and their needs and what they're going, what's happening. And so when we can just detach for a moment and tune in to those worlds, a couple things happen. One of them is great respect for the diversity of consciousness and the opportunity to find the beauty in all of that.
Well, that's the bingo moment right there, because as that day progressed, as you remember, you know, Sri was in and out doing some things. I was so moved by what I was honored to witness all day. I mean, I was watching the babies playing. I was watching the mothers nursing. I was watching the families come together and really witnessing this extraordinary journey in real time. And then what happened was there was this one that came literally up to our window. I mean, I was a pane of glass away, and he had hurt his leg pretty bad. I don't know how. He wasn't bleeding or anything, but you could tell he was really hurting. Yeah. And he came up and was aware that I was there, but then snuggled right in. I kept throwing love energy. I was projecting all this love and healing energy toward this monkey, and he literally cradled up into our window and just was there all day. And I found myself sending love and sending prayers and watching how this monkey was very much separated from the community, very much like alone and separated.
And I remember having a little moment of worry because the tribe, so to speak, of the monkeys
was like, okay, you're now defective.
Exactly. They were all going about the activities, everything from grooming to eating to playing to nursing, all the things.
It was very much watching a family, whole community.
And then this one injured one separated from the group, it sat on our windowsill and just went into it looked like a healing collapse.
Yeah. And so we didn't know, was he dying? You know, what was happening? And then we did have to leave the room. And I pulled the drapes right before we left because I knew that there'd probably be a cleaning staff coming into the room. And I didn't want them to, like, you know, knock on the window or think that for any reason we wouldn't want the monkey there. So I pulled the curtains and Sri and I left. And when we came back that night, and Sri, I want you to put up this picture. When we came back that evening, the first thing I said to Sri is, I said, I need to check on this monkey and make sure he's okay. And I very gently opened up the curtain. And when I did, look at what happened. I want you to see it. This is, if you guys are watching it, another monkey came and is holding the monkey.
So because it's nighttime through the glass, on the lower left is the back of the injured monkey. And then the up front and center is the head and back of the helper
monkey. You see the ears of the head right there and is kind of like more of a white color. That was the monkey that came and literally cradled and hugged and stayed with this monkey all night long. Okay. And in the morning, when we opened up the curtains, they were both gone. And so it was such a powerful, powerful reminder of the power of love, of the power of saying that if we can surround any being with love, then there will always be love that will come back to assist with healing.
Well, it's really humbling, and it's a universal truth.
Yeah.
In the face of pure love and light, all is healed.
All is healed.
And the healing process is one of that love and light pouring through the refractions. The refractions are the belief systems and the chosen form and all of that. So it's for the most part within the density realm, there is a little time delay, you know, the healing process.
Yeah.
But just holding and loving that monkey offered it a restoration.
It was beautiful.
And a hope.
That's
my projection anyway.
And so we're sharing this with you for several reasons. Number one, that this was just one of the many, we felt, very magical moments and opportunities that were very, very rich during our time together. And one of the other things that happened the whole time we were in Varanasi was that people kept handing me they were bugging me about the Gita. They were asking me questions, or they would hand me a Gita. And we were blessed to get into Kashi Vishnavath Jyotirlinga and do puja right in there. And all of these, like, pokes from the universe kept coming in while we were there. And when Sri and I were leaving the temple, and we do have some video of it, there was a wedding in the streets. It was this wonderful wedding. And Sri and I happened to walk. Our Amode was like, hey, if we walk with the wedding, we don't have to worry about traffic. So we started walking with the wedding.
We became part of the entourage.
We were literally part of the wedding entourage. And this grandma, and we have the video, this grandma turns around and starts wanting to dance. So I started dancing with her too. And we were
dancing in the street
and singing and in the celebration of this wedding moment. And it was such a reminder that when we say yes to the sacred within, then the sacred will support us and dance with us, literally. And there was such joy and momentum and energy. And I'm bringing this up for several reasons, but the main reason is because when we say yes to ourselves, the universe will not only give you signs, it will give you affirmations that will be so filled with joy and so filled with yes that nothing can stop that which has ignited. And this is all what's happening this week. You know, the week ahead, we have Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa, all in the same moment, right? This is a moment where you have lots
interesting coincidence, eh?
Right, exactly. We have all of these wonderful energies coming together. Simultaneously, we have all of these other energies that are happening that are all kind of compressing into this final moment of awareness. And this is profound because not only is January 31 this year its own, it's literally like its own day, month, year in one instant, but it is then going to transition. We are all going to wake up in January 2020, which is a month of experience, in the year 2020, which is the year of experience.
Yeah.
And so this is a momentum. This is a power. It's big. And this is why the root chakra is saying, hey, let me have this because you've got work to do. And yes, I'll do my part so that you can do your part. But you got to know what your part is. And so, that's the gift.
Yes. And just to underscore, Kira's talking about December 31 coming right up here in just a week or so.
Oh, my gosh, right?
And this is, you know, every New Year's carries with it this fresh opportunity because there is this momentum in consciousness saying I'm claiming a new cycle. However, this December 31 is also not only carrying with it the completion of what's gone before, but the opening of what's about to come, and it has its own gift. So we're at a very unique moment, which is why we're so excited to share our party, our ceremony with you on
with
December 31.
Guys.
So please sign up and get the advance notice and all of that good stuff. And there'll be more postings coming up shortly. But the thing is, we are at a moment of the, let's just call it the alignments are coming forward in a way that will truly support you in surprising ways.
That's true.
True growth is never premeditated, and it can be intended, but the quality of the growth, the quality of the experience, the nature of it, if it doesn't have an element of surprise, chances are you're holding back.
I love that because it's true. It's so true.
I mean, true growth takes you to the threshold of the unknown, does it not? So let's let the unknown be a joyful anticipation rather than a trepidation that you need to color in the blanks.
I think that's really well said. And this, you know, speaking of well said, you might have remembered, hopefully, that we have had up at our website now for quite a while this message from the Divine Directors. It's this one. Here's just, and I'm showing you this because you see the Trinity, you see the impression right here. Okay, so this is this PDF of the Divine Directors. We're going to be sharing more about that in the second half of the show. However, look at this side. You know what that is? That, my angels, is a fig leaf from our central fig tree that's in the courtyard here at TosaBlueMountain.com. And if you go to TosaBlueMountain.com, look at the photo gallery, you'll see it. And before we went to Bhutan, I was clearly guided to print one of these for everyone that was going on the journey with us. And Bria, our beautiful Bria Rose, I asked her to please pick fig leaves. So the two of us created this project together where all of these fig leaves were picked. And then we sealed it. We laminated it very, very quickly so that the air here, the purity here, the energy, this leaf energy, this Trinity energy, because they were all Trinities, would be sealed into the Divine Directors. And when we got to Bhutan and I pulled these out, I was really delighted to see that the energy really did go
well,
in.
Well, I want to point out something.
Please.
Because the fig tree here in Ecuador is a protector and, a sacred tree.
It's considered very, very special if you have one in the center of your home, and we do.
If you look at this Trinity, this leaf, it's not a large leaf. It's just a leaf and is saying hello. When we look at the magnification,
look at
of
how
the
much
energy
bigger
that
it's like looking
forward,
at the aura. It's like an aura reading, right?
The energy field of the leaf doubled as it made its impression.
Pretty cool, huh?
On the other's face.
Yeah.
And so we just love this living example of the power of energy and the power of miracle presence, because this ensoulment, this communication from the Divine Directors, is in its own right. Let's just say this is a gateway prayer. This is an opportunity to come forward in ever greater understanding.
Yeah. And, you know, there really is, a year's worth of material here. You know, that's all I'll say. There's a year's worth of material here. And the reason that we're talking about it right now is because during the journey, we waited till we got to Bhutan because we had our first group in Varanasi, and so much happened in Varanasi, including right before we left, I had someone hand me two different versions of the Bhagavad Gita. And it was very much an interesting message for me personally, because when we got to Bhutan, of course, it was all about the divine directors and about reading this every day. And Sri and I are going to be talking a little bit more about this today before we leave the show. But it was a profound moment to be in Bhutan, connecting with the divine directors, being surrounded by dogma, which we talked about on our show, Explore the Mysteries, which we hope you listen to again. And then right before Sri and I left Bhutan, only Kira Ra and Sri Ramka would go to Bhutan and find Shiva in the land of the Buddha. We're in Paro, Bhutan, walking down the street, and I clearly, literally heard, "I'm in here." And I thought it was a Buddha that we had just connected with that we were having a very hard time finding. And that's a whole other thing we're going to talk about New Year's Eve. But instead, we walked in, and I kid you guys not, there was this mask of Shiva that was like,
face carving.
And it was huge, right? In the middle of Paro, Bhutan, it was the only Hindu thing there. And he was blue and beautiful. And we had intended to try and get him here. It did not happen. But what mattered was that moment, because it was another message. And that the whole time we were in Bhutan, I was reading the Bhagavad Gita, because before we left for Bhutan, when we were in New Delhi, what Kira Ra does every time she goes to New Delhi is she drags her husband to bookstores looking for rare and unique copies of the Bhagavad Gita. And we had really scored this time in another Mahabharata.
Yeah, we used up our baggage allowance.
Oh my God,
books.
My baggage allowance is books. What other person would bring that back? And it was bringing us so much joy because every one of these keys were coming together. And then I want to give a shout out to the Oberoi Hotel in New Delhi and to all of the staff there that were so supportive of Sri and I and took care of us and gave us a second home when we came back early from Bhutan. Sri and I started creating an altar in our room. And the cleaning staff was shocked that we were creating this altar. I mean, blown away. And they started, and we're going to put all these pictures out there. We're going to get them out there. They would show up with gifts for us. And so we kept building this altar. And one guy would show up with a vase of flowers. I mean, beautiful flowers. And the night housekeeper brought us a beautiful little Ganesh. And then another housekeeper brought us one. And then the head housekeeper of the entire hotel took a selfie with me, blew it up. I should have brought it to the show today. Blew it up to be this big.
It was 11 by 14.
Made it into a card. And they're leaving Tulsi malas and other things because they had never had a guest that was so reverent. And it was a beautiful gift to witness. Well, and it really unfolded in us the program that came out.
Yeah, and I have to bow to my beloved wife, who always, every time we travel, and let alone every room in our home, there is always an honoring of the divine. There's always flowers and sacred objects that help call forward that recognition of the spiritual truth that underpins all forms. And so we take that with us and create it in the hotel room. And
then it was the first time they would give us gifts. Like every day, it was getting embarrassing.
So there was a reflection.
Yeah.
That in our commitment and love and respect for the divine, we ignited in the staff there the same knowingness in their way and in their lives. And it was this harmony, this synergy came forward.
They were showing us videos of their families. And they were, I mean, we became family.
Yes.
And this would have never happened if Sri and I had stayed in Bhutan. And they saw all my copies of the Bhagavad Gita, and they were blown away at my knowledge of the Gita, and they would start asking us questions and start, they were found out we had been to mostly all the Jyotirlingas. And so there was this family created, and this hotel was so extraordinary and so beautiful that whenever Sri and I would go to India, this is the only place in New Delhi we would bring our groups to. And I want to thank them all, because I know some of you are listening, and you made us feel so wonderful. And I also want to thank you all, because you were the final message from the divine. It started in Varanasi when I started having people hand me Gitas. And you were the final message that really gave me that final kick that said, hey, why are you waiting? And so, beloved ones, if you really would like to take this journey with me starting in February, please consider joining me for the Bhagavad Gita of Ascension. Yeah, it is the Gita I was asked to write. It is the Gita I knew I would always leave before I would transition off the planet. I am not releasing that book. What I am doing is teaching every chapter of the Bhagavad Gita and showing you where Archangel Zadkiel has been in there, where the ascended masters are in there, where the divine directors are in there, and offering you an opportunity to discover your self-ascended presence as this sacred text that goes, that transcends all religions, ancient, comes forward. Ancient, remember ancient. That this text is at least 5,000 years old. And really, we're going to talk about that a lot more in lesson one. But hey, if you're thinking of it, join me. Please go to sriankira.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see the Bhagavad Gita of Ascension. It's a 9-week journey. And I know in my heart that together we will discover the depth of the Bhagavad Gita of Ascension. And regardless of your level of awareness of the Gita, whether you have no idea what it is or whether you've studied it for years, please offer yourself an opportunity to perhaps see it in the seventh dimension. Because the Gita is one of those wonderful texts that reminds me a lot of our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, and I'm not comparing them in any way. But meaning that every time you read it, based on your level of consciousness, you discover more.
Layers of gifts.
Check it out. And because that was really my revelation, that had we not left Bhutan, and it was Shiva calling me into the store in Paro, and, you know, and being in the midst of all of this, that there was this clear, and I, at one point I felt like my Bhagavad Gita was like a, I felt like I was in North Korea with a Bible. You know, I really did. I would be like, when Shreen, I would leave for the day, I'd like wrap it up in my underwear and keep it in a drawer. I didn't wear any bindis when I was in Bhutan. I took off a lot of my Rudraksha.
There was a lot of dogma, and I didn't want
to be that woman with the Gita, you know, put her in jail. She had the Gita in Bhutan. But it was really kind of a wild moment for us. And had we not left early and gone back, that mastery would not have been called forward within us, just as the mastery of those amazing 17 beings that came with us to Bhutan.
Beautiful family.
You are doing it, and thank you. And this community, you held us all. We together are better. And you know, Sri, I think we need to go to the phone lines,
absolutely,
don't you?
We have a full bank
of phone lines. And so will it scroll or not, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Okay. So right up here, we have had a wireless caller, an unknown wireless caller who has been holding for 43 minutes. You must go first.
All
right. So namaste, unknown wireless caller.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, namaste.
Are you kidding? It's me that got chosen?
It's you that got chosen. Hi, Angel. Namaste.
Welcome.
You're our first caller on our first show back. Yay.
Yay. I'm looking forward to the New Year's Eve. I had joined you for the lineage as a scholarship, and then stuff happened, and now I see why I went through what I went through, but I'm back.
Yay.
Woohoo. You know, I thought I had to walk away from you guys, but then I'm like, no, now it makes sense. And my twin flame was also going through his own thing, but he hasn't started listening. And I see the connection that we all have. Very interesting. I'm now seeing the bigger picture. I did not see it before.
Way to go.
Wow. Ooh, well, we celebrate you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Can I ask you, can I get a mini meeting? I want to see what they want to tell me.
I am so glad you asked. You know what? I am so glad you asked. I was hoping you wanted a mini soul reading. I knew kind of you did, but thank you for asking, because the whole time that you were sharing, it was like I felt my breath was being stuffed, like stopped. It was like I was holding my breath, and there was like this, not a protection device, but like a heaviness over my heart. And what all of the beings around you are saying is that what you have to share matters, and that which you feel has hurt you is what has freed you, and that offer yourself to celebrate that which is before you now, for the truth has been revealed and you are ready to see it and flourish through it. Mm-hmm. And so it is.
Thank you. That makes so much And it heals my heart hearing it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my love. Wonderful. We love you. Namaste. You know, I love how all of this energy comes together, don't you, Sri?
Yeah,
that we just,
yeah.
You know, and you guys just really rock and roll. And Sri, I think we're going right down here to Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Amy. Namaste, Amy. Welcome.
Namaste.
Hi.
I love that photo of the monkey. It really touched my heart.
Deeply. Oh, thank you, honey. I was crying. I was like a little baby crying looking at them.
I called in just to get a mini-show reading. I actually been laid off since August, and I'm not finding... Hello?
I'm listening. Something happened while you were talking. I'll tell you in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been laid off since August, and I'm in property and casualty insurance, and I'm not getting any responses. Am I supposed to be even looking at that area?
Wow. First of all, my love. Yeah. Hey, first of all, let me just share one thing with you. This is a Shiva eye stone. Okay. You see this gore, if you're not watching, it's a Shiva eye. It's a very powerful one. It's one that I have had with me for many years now. And just as you were halfway through what you were sharing, for no reason at all, it flew off the altar and flipped upside down in front of me. And the reason I am sharing that with you is that they were already giving you the answer, which is it's time for you to turn around and look elsewhere, that your eye is now open and that you're using the closed side. And so open your eyes because you can see what's in front of you. Notice what's calling you and they're saying, summon the courage to do what you know you are ready to do, and you will be pleased with the results. And that's what they're saying. And I have to show you the Shiva eye again, honey. This is like one of the perfect violet ray Shiva eyes. And so that's a really powerful energy that's right with you. So you've got incredible support. You just need to call in the knowing that it's there and open that eye. Open that eye, honey. I love you.
I will do that.
Much love.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste, honey.
Thank you.
Namaste. You know, I feel like saying congratulations again. It's like, yeah, this is the congratulations we made it show, right? And guys, make sure next weekend, make a note. Sri and I are going to be with you live all weekend, next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. And hey, I am back on Soul Mirrors as well. So it's really an exciting moment.
Lots of interaction, lots of opportunity for mutual recognition of the expanding light.
Because what is going on in your awareness, right? There is so much more ahead, but this week is about really getting clear. Are you a partner with your body or are you in a relationship with your body? Because that is an energy that will absolutely free you once you get clear on how that balance of power can be achieved. All right, Sri, should we say hello to someone else?
Well, why not?
All right.
Beautiful people here.
We do. And so we're going to, it looks like, I'm not sure, maybe Bakersfield, California?
Let's
maybe,
find
I'm
out.
Not sure. Namaste.
Hello?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm so happy I'm online, first of all. I didn't think I would get through today, but I'm so excited to talk to you guys, and I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I'm actually out in Los Angeles, but my question is, I guess I just want a mini soul reading. I'm just so excited to be talking to you. I wasn't expecting this.
Aww. Well, first breathe. And I'm loving,
okay.
I'm loving that you're here today because that's actually part of your reading. They just keep saying miracles happen and pay attention that there is this, what they keep saying to me is that there is a sense of doing that will offer you the reward you seek and that it's about trusting what you're being told. You have really strong guidance. I mean, really strong guidance. And there are these beings with you right now that are very, very, the word I want to use is like very, very directive. Like, but there's three. And so it's like, what I'm hearing with them right now and what I'm sharing with you is that I'm asking them to give you the blessing of the unified stream so that everything is really easy to understand. It's right in front of you. And then they're saying, just move forward, do it, because your guidance is clear and your intuition is on target. And that's what they really want you to hear today. And I think getting through and meeting each other, your energy field, sweetheart, what an angel you are. Thank you for being on the planet. Like, you make my heart go, wow. And so I'm really happy to meet you. And thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much. That makes sense, because I feel like I have all these talents and it's like, how do I make them so specific, you know, and put the light work out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so I'm really glad you got through today, because just keep going. And the unified, while we've been talking, I've really been looking at that unified stream. And so start really having fun with that, because you're ready. You're ready, honey. You really are. Namaste. Thank you, honey. Mwah. Namaste.
Oh, beloveds, we're running out of linear time.
How
for
is that
our
even
broadcast
possible,
segment.
Sri? Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And I just want to remind you that when we breathe with presence, we enter present time.
Yeah.
When we enter present time, we have the opportunity to intersect as a master, as a miracle maker, and as one that is a missionary of light.
Woohoo! Okay, I will.
And so we've had such fun being with you today, and we just want to invite you to stick around for the other live shows that are coming up next Thursday for Soul Mirrors. And until we have that joy of being live with you again next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
May you breathe deeply. May you trust. And may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.